J Street fundraises over nightmare scenario of Netanyahu-Trump partnership. By Joel B. Polak on November 11, 2024. J Street, the George Soros-funded far-left organization that claims to be pro-Israel but typically opposes the Israeli government, is fundraising over what it calls a nightmare scenario of partnership between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President-elect Donald Trump. In a fundraising email Sunday, Adin Yavo Galilan, J Street's vice president, lamented the result of the U.S. election and urges President Joe Biden to act against Israel as a lame duck. Ilan wrote, original emphasis. In Israel, we're bracing for an unrestrained Netanyahu who will soon have full White House backing for his pro-war, anti-democratic, annexationist agenda. We're deeply concerned that he and his far-right partners will take this as a green light to inflict yet further devastation on civilians in Gaza, resume their assault on Israel's democracy, abandon hostage negotiations, and move forward with annexation in the West Bank and settlements in Gaza. It's a nightmare scenario. With Congress returning to Washington on Tuesday and the White House transition underway, I want to share more details of our plans, because the work starts now. Most urgently, J Street has assembled a raft of actions President Biden can take now to improve humanitarian aid access, reinforce American and international legal safeguards, restrain far-right extremists, and help return hostages to their families and end the war. President Biden is a commander-in-chief with real international influence, and he's got a powerful window of opportunity to impact the situation on the ground for the better. He must use it. At its website, J Street urges the Biden-Harris administration to do the following in its final days in office. Rally strong, enduring international pressure for a deal that frees Israeli hostages and ends the war in Gaza. And Israel's restrictions on aid to civilians in Gaza, especially the near-total obstruction of aid to North Gaza, so that U.S. law is upheld. Impose sanctions against extremist Israeli leaders and entities for supporting settler violence. Sponsor a balanced UN Security Council resolution outlining a path toward peace and drawing a red line against annexation. Give a major address reflecting on your decades of experience, outlining the choice ahead for Israelis, Palestinians and the region between perpetual war and comprehensive regional peace and security. The outgoing administration of President Barack Obama took action against Israel on its way out, allowing United Nations Security Council Resolution 2334 to pass, falsely declaring Israel's presence in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, and Eastern Jerusalem, including the Jewish quarter of the Old City, to be illegal under international law. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.